Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where we're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome. You are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of January. I don't know about where you are. I bet some of you that are in the listening area have had some snow, but we've had a really weird January. The snow seems to be going north and south of where I am. So if you're a cross-country skier, snowmobiler, downhill skier, and you're in West Michigan, kind of in the greater Grand Rapids area, you've been shortchanged on the snowbank. But some people are probably pretty good with that. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Still cooking on your back deck because there's no snow, baby.
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop. And we are in the Red Sea of winter, and yeah. Moses has put his staff down, and winter just went to both sides, and we're just walking right on through.
I didn't feel all that happening. Yeah. I just didn't think there was any snow.
A little inspiration. Hey, dude, this is the smokiest radio show on the radio, so it wouldn't be on the TV, I guess. That wouldn't make any sense.
Smokiest show on the radio.
We're talking all about getting healthy for 2019.
And, are you getting sick of that yet?
We've got some really good stuff coming at everybody, and I have to inspire myself because it's not easy to eat healthy if you're used to just eating like a grilling guy and, you know, throwing down the biggest steak you can or making ridiculously big hamburgers or lining up five hot dogs on a platter so you can annihilate them before anybody sees you.
Right.
So you have to go outside your comfort zone and research and, you know, fortunately I've got my kids are already light years ahead of me in that. My sons especially are workout freaks and they're constantly researching nutrition and teaching the old guy. So I have some good coaches there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of a student you are because you like to take any recipe or any suggestion and kind of make it your own.
It's okay. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, play with it a little bit. But so my point is, in doing all this, I thought, okay, let's go after some healthy seafood this weekend and talk about, you know, some cool things you can do. And I'm thinking like fish tacos and mahi-mahi, stuff like that. So
sure.
I contacted my old buddy Bob Dubisky because he's a food broker. And I said, hey, dude, I want to make some fish tacos. What's in your freezer?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you like mahi-mahi?
Yeah.
I'll be right over.
Right.
Because he gets all these samples. So anyway, we're going to talk about a little bit of that. I might try my hand at hard water fishing like you like to do. And I used to do when I was a little kid, but in my adult life, I'd have to say I haven't been out more than five or six times. But my new son-in-law is dying to go, and he lives by a bunch of lakes. So I said, okay, maybe Sunday.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy that. I mean, that's the thing is with no snow where we are, the cold weather impacts the ice better. Snow kind of creates a blanket on it, and because we don't have any, I think that maybe 2 weeks ago we weren't quite as safe as we needed to be, but I bet by now when we're getting these low teens at night, that makes a lot of ice.
Well, tonight it's going to get down to nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Maybe you will too if you get lucky. But anyway.
I'm not touching that.
I would like to. I think I'm going to do a little ice fishing later today as well because it is. I'm never the first guy out there. I've always lived by the.
You're not thin enough.
No, right. I am a little more full figured than some of my ice fishing peers. And I'll let them.
Everybody waits on the side. Right.
Yeah. Man, looks like it's safe.
Yeah, Jop's out there. Sure, we all can go now.
I've seen some pictures of some local lakes that are good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
there are. I think the other thing you can do if you're a little leery is if you got some cross-country skis, ski out there on some cross-country skis to kind of check the lake out and get a little workout.
Well, yeah, you could do that.
Because
absolutely.
It spreads your weight out.
Right, it does. I agree. I heard a story about that where a guy was doing that around the perimeter of a lake and the center was still open. I think that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But and that was right in Kent County.
I saw a guy do that with a pickup truck and camper.
Right. Yeah, not so good, huh?
No, it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out so good. But so, if we're talking about healthy, the fish is a great thing to start with. because they come out of the water, they're nice and cold. Their meat is a little more firm in the colder water than it is in the summer.
Man.
And you throw them on the ice, right, and you pick them up when you're ready to go. Go home, fillet them up, and eat them right away.
You just inspired me.
Right. Yep. I'm just saying, is that's right along the health. This is all I can do for healthy for you, Bob, is talk to me about maybe we should go ice fishing because we'll leave the schnapps and the beer. Mel, no, we won't. We'll take that with us, too. So we'll just catch a lot of fish.
So what is your favorite fish in the cold weather?
Well, you know, panfish are great.
Right, and, but which one?
Perch.
There you go.
If I could catch anything, I'd catch perch.
There's nothing like a cold weather perch, in my opinion,
right.
ever. And you'll love this because the best perch I've ever eaten in my life came out of your old Lake Gun Lake in November, the day before rifle opener, because one of our buddies from deer camp brought it up.
Right.
He caught it the day before, and it was a cold November. It was snowy. And we ate a mountain of those things.
Oh, they're like potato chips, man.
Oh,
you just can't stop. You just can't stop.
He had walleye, too, from the freezer. Right. It didn't – the walleye, nobody even touched it after they tasted the
perch. Right. You know, we had Shasta on last week from Old World Olive Company, and you can pan fry that stuff in some of the flavored olive oils.
Oh,
are really good. But I want to throw one out there for you that a lot of people maybe have not tried. It's super simple. I want you to boil those fillets, okay? Maybe put a little bit of Old Bay in the water, but not a lot of seasoning. And you just take that fillet, skinless, boneless, right? That's a fillet. And you drop it in there, and they'll curl up. And then you eat them like shrimp cocktail. Maybe with just a little bit of cocktail
that's
sauce
healthier.
On it. It's very healthy, and you'll be amazed how good they taste.
Sure,
because
and if
that,
you
you're
put
getting
some
the pure
lemon
fresh.
Or some aromatics in there,
exactly
Old
right.
Bay is a great idea.
Drip some lemon on them after you get them done, right? And before you dip them in your
lemon pepper. Sauce.
Yeah, whatever it may be.
Mrs. Dash.
Right.
So I'm counting on you helping me carve up some steak Monday night. I'm going to smoke
healthy.
340 pounds of rib roast.
Right.
And I've talked to Tim Sobey, our favorite butcher
right.
and sponsor. He gives our church a good deal on this every year. It's 340 pounds this year. It gets bigger and bigger every year. So I'm doing it in two loads. I'm taking the whole day off.
Okay.
And I'm gonna. He's actually separating the ribs. I'm gonna put his blend on there, and I'm not even gonna doctor it. I'm gonna use his blend of
it's good
without even molesting it. Can you believe that?
No, I'll believe it when I see it.
So
yeah.
So I'm not sure. I think I'll just leave those rib sections all connected to smoke them because it's going to be 340 ribs, basically, right? I don't feel like 340 slices.
Right.
But I'll smoke them all up as standing racks, throw them in my Cambrose, and then throw the roasts on. And then the guys are going to have some beautiful, maybe when you get there, because I know you can't come till after work, but by the time you get there, maybe you can slice up all those ribs into hors d'oeuvres and you can walk around, you know, with
being the Fred Flintstone with a pile of bones and say, hey, gnaw on one of these guys while we get the rest of
this
ready.
That's what I'm saying. You know, just get yourself a little sassy little apron, you know, and your jungle thong.
Sassy.
It's
that's
a men's
right.
event. It's very fun.
Yeah.
We do it up with all sorts of caveman stuff and guys bring in their mounts and homemade jerky and venison and goose and duck and it's all good man stuff and a good message for men. So
yep, it is.
It's at Impact Church Monday night at dinner starts at 6:30.
Right. Yeah, that is.
There'll be 10 or 20 pounds extra, so
we
can feed a few extra if you want to come in.
Yeah, that's should be a good time. I'm looking forward to that, and I am going to bug out a little early to help you. You are the man at that one, and I'm just your grill bitch, so I will continue to...
I don't think you should say that word when you're talking about church.
Well,
you might go to, you know where.
Well, but the problem is I'm going to be outside the church. All the good stuff's going on inside. I'm cutting meat.
You can swear right there. That's never happened.
Anyway.
So, you know, what we're going to talk about is some good, healthy seafood, and then we've got this gentleman in the studio with us. His name's Jeff Lambden, and... he's got something very sacred to share with us.
Coming up, we're going to punch a hole in your bag. Stick with us. We'll be back.